the gunmen in the West, the sharpest shot of all was a fellow we should know named Babyface McCall.
Baby, baby, Babyface McCall, greatest gunman in the West, but he couldn't kill at all.
When he was just a youngster, he was always on the run. The first crime he committed was when he stole a gun.
Babyface McCall.
They sent him to reform school, but he behaved real good. And all the time he dreamed of guns while he was chopping wood.
Baby, baby, Babyface McCall, greatest gunman in the West, but he couldn't kill at all.
And so when they released him, his gun soon won him fame. A rifle or revolver, it was all the same.
Babyface McCall.
Then he turned to holdups, cars and trains and banks. And the people called a major crime, to him they were just pranks.
Baby, baby, Babyface McCall, greatest gunman in the West, but he couldn't kill at all.
They called him public enemy and made him number one, but he escaped them always with his mighty gun.
Babyface McCall.
He couldn't hurt a living thing, not even swat a fly. And when he'd see the sight of blood, he felt that he would die.
Baby, baby, Babyface McCall, greatest gunman in the West, but he couldn't kill at all.
Babyface McCall.
But he was finally captured by Sheriff Johnny Flood, who figured out that Babyface McCall could spill no blood.
Baby, baby, Babyface McCall, greatest gunman in the West, but he could.